Wake Up with Jim and Sab is exclusively on Spotify.
If you want to start your own podcast, check out anchor.fm.
And if you want to be notified when we have new episodes, click the follow button on Spotify. If I slow down, welcome to the Lose That Podcast. Have we got a juicy episode for you? Do you have any idea what's happening, Jim?
Yeah, it's sobrang juicy ng episode. Juicy. I decided to double down on the amount of
herb secret.
Finest oil for the nerve. A blend of calamansi, lemongrass, peppermint, and pili oil.
Shut up.
Hatde.
Iyak. So here's what happened, okay? On our Facebook group, calm down.
Sorry.
On our Facebook group, bit.ly/podkidsafterparty, we asked our pod kids to submit a company secret from their current or former companies.
Okay.
Exciting lang. And we're gonna keep it blind item. Tsaka disclaimer, all the information that we got from the form will be kept confidential. Yung iba, they actually told us the names of the companies, but we will not be reading them. Okay, pero kami, Jim, alam namin.
Astig.
We are also not actively disparaging the companies that will be mentioned in the episode. Dahil wala naman kaming pinapangalanan eh. Bukas po ang Wake Up with Jim and Sab para sa panig ninyo. Okay. Game. Kasi sobrang dami daw na lang sinabmit eh. I think it's gonna be a two-parter. Juicy. Okay. Game. Okay. Nako, itong una, Jim. Sikat na local clothing brand. I swear! Hindi linya-linya. I don't think it's linya-linya. But let's see. Nako, patay tayo dyan. Oo. Okay. No. Oh.
Go.
Okay. Okay. I'm gonna read it lang ha. This is the first time we're reading it, okay? Mm. So our reactions are real time. We had one colleague na first job niya sa company na to, and the HR that time was the one who processed their TIN, tax identification number. He passed the necessary requirements and form naman, so he assumed everything went well. After more than a year, this coworker decided to resign. And nung magbabayad na siya for something na need ng TIN, biglang invalid daw. Turns out, yung TIN niya ay unregistered at ang masaklap, the TIN was 123321123. I know, nakakatawa siya pero auto-deduct kasi yung sa tax and hindi rin na-check ni Freshie since di naman nga kailangan that time. Hassle. So, can you imagine, it's your first job.
Oh.
You okay?
Sobrang, hindi ko alam ba't sobrang hapde.
Maybe you need to put water in your eye.
Kasi nilagay ko sa eyes ko eh.
Yeah, I saw it. You rubbed your eyes.
I'll wash.
That's like...
You can keep going.
Okay. That's like nature's pepper spray. Yeah, he's washing his eyes right now. Freaking herb secrets. So speaking of secrets... We are talking about secrets of companies. Ah, you're back?
Yeah.
So ito yung, pero nag-gets mo yung sinasabi ko. Yeah. Walang pumasok.
Well, hindi pumasok.
Stop touching your eyes.
Nag-gets ko naman.
So may tin siya. He is in pain, friends. Tapos, syempre may dinideduct ka, diba? Ng tax. Hindi pala nilalagay sa... Hindi binabayad ng tax kasi hindi pala siya registered. Imagine, okay.
So, sino ang...
Yung company.
So, what the company was getting them, deducting the money.
The HR processed the employee's TIN.
For him?
Yeah.
Hindi yata pwede yun ah.
Ikaw ba magpa-process ng TIN mo for...
You have to get your TIN. Like, before I... When I was a fresh grad.
Baka na-scam siya nung HR kasi fresh grad siya.
When I was applying, I had to go and get my TIN.
Mm. Ang hirap gumawa ng snippets na ganyan yun nung walang context. Do you wanna stop first? Are you okay? You look like you're really in pain.
Sige.
We'll be back.
Apologies.
Again.
Okay. Apologies.
Let's keep it professional. I mean, like, maybe don't spray yourself with freaking pepper spray before a recording.
I usually do that.
It's getting better now.
Yeah. The problem is I guess I rub my eyes.
Yeah.
Anyway, go. Okay. So tin. Can I see?
Ito.
Can I see it? And it.
Sorry, nag-charge.
Okay, so skinam siya ng HR.
Siguro sabi ng HR parang, wala kang tin, okay lang yung company na mag-register niyan.
Oh, I don't know if, I have never heard of that.
Hindi, kaya nga. So maybe it was the HR.
Baka mali ako. Please correct me if I'm wrong. Okay.
Anyway, so maybe it's this is a shout out to all fresh grads. Like, don't fall for that.
Well, we're not sure. Huh?
We're
not sure.
Have you ever processed someone's tin in your company?
No.
Huh?
But I'm not sure.
Baka eh, nakalagay linya-linya to. Joke lang.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Ito pa. Same owner ng company na to, nagre-reklamo sa meeting with their employees na bakit hindi raw ginagamit yung HMO. Sayang lang daw yung bayad niya sa HMO every year. E di sana raw pinang Japan niya na.
What?
Nakalagay, gago ka ba? Let me just stage my accident. Yun ba gusto mo? Baka, sometimes I get so like, I get very, parang, that's impossible. That my mind always goes to like, baka naman nagjo-joke.
Yeah.
Alam, baka naman may ganun ba talagang gago na parang, ano ba yan? Bakit hindi nyo ginagamit yung HMO?
Hindi, I'm sure it was said in jest.
But maybe he's like an asshole. So.
Yeah, an asshole who said a joke.
Yeah, so it wasn't funny.
Yeah.
That happens.
Like, it's the
Jim,
same.
Jim Bakaro daw yun.
Joke it's na. The same. Yeah. It's the same?
Yes.
Okay,
next. Lastly,
FYI, sobrang ganda ng HMO ng linya-linya. Just have to say.
Wow, nice. Yeah. Naol. Okay, lastly, they're claiming to be inclusive and all, pero homophobic naman yung may-ari. Even though not explicit, laging may homophobic undertones sa jokes. Puro pa-advocacy post para mag-viral, pero hindi ma-apply yung mabuting gawain sa kumpanya niya. Lol, oh my gosh.
Sinabi ko ano to?
May note for us eh, but we can't read it. Kakilala daw natin. Alam ko na kung
saan. Sorry.
Ito, sorry. We're reading the note that our Purdue left for us.
Oh, shit!
I think that's it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's it. Oh, my God. I am not surprised.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever met this guy.
Fuck!
Jeez.
Astig!
Anong astig?
No, I mean,
ilabas na natin yung pangalan niya.
Hindi. Oh my God.
Isumbong mo sa HR niyo. Ay, wait. Scammer rin pala yung HR.
Lahat yun, under that company.
Mm.
The HR, and then the homophobic.
Mm.
Oh my God. So that person saw me when I visited.
Yung I was there. When, sorry, the quiet. Okay, game. Next. Here, a famous BPO company here in the Philippines. Okay, ito yung secret, ha?
Mm-hmm.
Whenever there's a client who canceled the contract to make the employee leave too, they transfer the employee to a position or department that doesn't match their skills to make sure they'll fail.
Oh. Hassle.
Bakit ganun? Kasi well, pag nag-cancel ng contract, parang biblame nila yung employee.
No, I would assume that probably that the parang the way they hire employees mm-hmm. is based on active contracts.
Oh.
So let's say, yeah, like parang why get an account manager parang they only get an account manager if there's an account. I guess.
Oh, that sucks. They actually name drop the company for us only. Pero don't.
Okay.
My next. Multi-awarded local chocolate company.
Ooh.
Okay. Ito yung secret. The company I worked for was actively blocking NGO efforts to educate farmers about their cacao.
What the freak?
Why? So the farmers wouldn't know the value of their produce and so they would keep selling to my company at a lower rate.
What the freak?
Even if their products were already considered premium.
What the freak? Walang nakasulat mo saan?
Hindi.
Sayang naman.
Company I work
para at. We would boycott.
Hassle nito. Hassle. Ah.
Did we say in the first episode that we didn't mean to malign these companies?
Yes, we did. Oh, right. We can't even
yeah,
guess
yeah.
it.
We're just reacting. We don't yeah. know.
Hassle nun na.
Hassle.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Stress ako dito. Okay, next. Local publishing company. Gumagamit ng fake Adobe products. Oh my gosh, wait lang, ito sa Ender. Adobe went for inspection, so we hid all the PCs in a secret room.
Whoa!
That day.
Shit! Oh my God! Oh. So, legit kaya to, huh?
I didn't even know. So, ano yan? So, may mga, wait lang, hawakan ko tuloy yung ano mo, herb secrets mo.
Umaangang na.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. Wait. So mag-inspect pala yung Adobe. Charot. Joke lang. Charot lang.
To the wake up okay. with Jimin's app team, please. Yeah. Ano
patago lang ng PCs. Charot. Okay, ito. Number 5. It's a bank. Okay? Mm. Totoo yung medyo elitist when in terms of giving customer service. Most relationship managers nagpapa-prioritize ng concern pag yung client has a high ADB, like millions, ganun. I think deserve naman to give them priority, pero nakakairita lang yung laging ADB yung entrada nila para bigyan pansin yung concern. For me kasi, dapat first in, first out pag customer service regardless of the balance sa bank account.
ADB?
Average daily balance.
Oh.
Kumbaga yung laman ng bank.
Oh, okay.
Medyo. Most in some banks,
there's a preferred
meron talagang,
lane.
There's a preferred
yeah.
lane. Mm. So if you have, parang ano, because you are giving more.
Yeah, I mean.
Para siyang loyalty card, parang ganun.
Yeah. I get the point.
Pero kung hindi, oh, gets ko.
But it's like, that's capitalism, I guess. Mm. That's the world we live in.
Mm.
Kasi parang, if you go to a restaurant, diba?
Kung may loyalty card ka.
If, I mean, like, if you're there every day mm. and you give them a lot of business,
mm-hmm.
siguro, the person will say, ay, gawin ko itong paraan, no?
Mm.
Mauna ka.
Mm. Kasi valued.
Yeah.
Which is, something
I'm
to
not,
think
we're
about.
Not saying it's right. It's just,
something to think about.
That's the world.
That's reality.
That's the world.
Should we change it?
Sadness.
I think we should. Pero dapat daw, 5 a.m. nakapila ka na. Charot. Ganun tari. Only in the Philippines. Okay. Mm. Next, number 6. In the dentistry field, medj famous.
Ooh.
Hindi high quality yung treatment. Inuulit yung mga gamit sa pasyente.
No.
No way. No.
No, you have to tell us what that is.
What? No.
You have to tell us and you have to be more specific. Can we try to find a way to get to contact these people?
Stress tuloy ako. Inuulit yung... Pwede ba yun?
Oo nga.
Like anong gamit? Recycled pasta, ganun?
Hindi, I think yung point niya yung mga drill, mga ganun.
Yeah, but you're supposed to...
Sanitize it. Right?
Sanitize it.
Is that enough?
Yeah.
I had an office mate before na nagtataka ako. After every time kami kumain, he would spend 30 minutes boiling all his...
Utensils?
Yeah.
Yeah.
His plate.
Yeah.
Pero 30 minutes. Like of non-stop. Like get a pot of hot water, spoon, fork, then get another hot water, spoon.
Maybe he was just killing time, getting paid for it.
He wasn't submerging the utensils.
Bakit?
He just kept pouring hot water on it for like 30 minutes.
Ano to? Ano, coworker mo?
Mm.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding.
You're kidding me.
I'm not
30
kidding.
30 minutes, Jim.
I'm not kidding.
That was like, was he listening to a podcast or Absolute Silence? Si Ali sangga lang ba to?
Joke. Lagi lang siyang humihirit habang nag-ganon. Like, parang mga, breakfast. Ganon.
Labo!
Kwari, like, if someone says something, like, grabe, hindi pa nga nag-breakfast. Breakfast. While pouring hot water.
And
or
like
someone comes in the kitchen. Kasi nga, he's there for 30 minutes. So, like,
yeah.
Someone comes in the kitchen and says, like, wala na pala yung ano, no? Wala na pala ang leaves. Leaves.
Andun pa rin siya. Saturday, Sunday, andun nagbo-boil ng palanggan, ng plato.
Okay, go.
Number 7. I can't wait. Wait, okay. One of the top restos in the country.
Okay.
Walang contract for the employees and direct transfer lang ang sweldo. No pay slips, although the contribution of employees would be paid. Unfortunately, a lot of restaurants practice this.
That's crazy.
These fine dining restaurants would have unpaid interns work there for 3 months to 1 year before even considering them for employment. No transportation allowance, no allowance, just staff meal. And of course, about 60% of the staff were interns just to keep the restaurant running. Sustainable ba talaga yan kung powered by interns kayo, really? What? Top resto?
That's crazy.
Walang contract, direct transfer. If you're the top, if a top restaurant.
Kaya yun. Like, I mean.
Walang payslip?
That's the thing. If people don't ask for it, then they can get away with it.
Ask for it, please.
Yeah.
Well, maybe, obviously, this company is like.
Ito yung mas gets ko pa na kuwari, let's say, yung deductions. Ito yung nakakatakot, ha? Kuwari, kasi what happens is, like, they deduct money from your sweldo. So, let's say you're supposed to get 20,000.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of getting 20,000, that's why you get 15,000 because they yung get withholding tax, they get SSS, all the benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Your contribution, because there's a contribution of the employer mm-hmm. and the employee.
Mm-hmm.
So, they get that, right?
Mm.
If you don't have a payslip and you don't see parang proof,
mm-hmm.
there are some people who end up like si Tin kanina
mm-hmm.
na what?
Hindi pala binabayaran.
I've been, yeah, kinakaltasan niyo ako all these years yeah. and then hindi niyo pala binabayaran. Same with business.
Yeah. Like
the yung one of the horror stories talaga sa business is mm-hmm. yung accountant mo.
Yeah.
So you pay your accountant, right? To pay BIR.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not meticulous enough,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, okay, binayaran mo yung BIR, magkano babayaran this month? So, ganito, okay. If hindi ka meticulous, some accountants can, okay, hey Jim, please give me 1 million to pay the government. He gets the 1 million and then goes to Boracay for a month.
That's
and then next month, hey, can I, 1 million ulit.
Yeah.
And 3 years later, accountant quits.
Yeah.
And then hahabulin ka ng BIR yeah. saying, hey, you haven't paid in the past 3
mm-hmm.
years.
Mm-hmm. That's yeah. wild.
Yeah.
That's why I love my accountant. Kasi tinuturuan niya ako na ako yung magbabayad diretso. Wala lang, FYI. Wala lang. Sharing. Anyway. Want more fun stuff outside our podcast? Come join our Podtron community.
You'll get access to exclusive content such as live coaching sessions, hangouts via Zoom, live podcast recordings, exclusive discounts, spontaneous live streams, and more.
Focus with me on our co-working sessions at Discord and let's be productive together.
Looking for career advice or fun recipes? Or do you just want to join in on our jamming sessions with Panjo and Vito?
You a while.
Talagang literally nag-jamming kami ni Pancho and Vito and we stream it live. Anyway, subscribe to gymandsab.com for just $5 and you'll get access to all of these.
We also have a monthly life coaching session, like we said, via Zoom where I talk to pod kids and give them advice. Yes, qualified life coach yarn.
And the best thing about this whole thing is 100% of our monthly proceeds go to our chosen beneficiaries in partnership with Cerebral Palsy Epilepsy Family Awareness and Support Group PH.
They are our heroes of the month, the children with special needs and their families. And this cause is especially close to our hearts because, well, you know why. So your subscription really means a lot to us.
We hope to see you on our next hangout. Nag-enjoy ka na, nakatulong ka pa.
Yay.
Love you. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, number 8. Manufacturer of every... Okay, kakala ko. Okay, again. Manufacturer of every Tito's favorite local beer. Ooh, okay. Ah, sobrang sure. Okay. Super sexist ng management sa lower mid-level. Kind of open secret na as much as possible, ayaw mag-hire ng women kasi eventually magbubuntis at magmamaternity leave.
Oh my God.
It's not that they don't want to pay, ayaw lang nila na nawawala yung employees nila for an extended period of time. So they don't want to pay. Kudos to them though. They are still at the top kasi yung upper management nila consists of mostly women leaders pa rin.
What?
Upper management nila are mostly women, but they don't want to employ women.
Women. Women yun, and then they don't want to get women?
Mostly women yung leaders.
Oh, wow. That's surprising. I was... Dami ko nang hirit eh. Parang I could just imagine the shirt jack attack.
What's that?
Shirt jack?
What's that?
You know yung shirt jack?
Hindi, ano yun?
Shirt jack.
What is that?
Yun yung mga, yun yung uniform ng mga... Ng mga dude. Parang I don't know when can someone ano, like can someone find out the history of the shirt jack?
What in the world is a shirt jack? Is it a kind of shirt? Is it a brand?
It's like a polo barong, pero it's a uniform. Gets mo? Let's say
it's an actual term.
Yeah, shirt jack.
What if every time you say something like that, I feel like you're kidding me.
No, I'm not.
Okay,
shirt jack.
What is it?
Yun nga, it's like a parang polo na nandun yung company logo.
And is it a button down?
It's a button down, but it's a shirt.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, that's why it's called the shirt jack.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding.
Fine. All right, anyway, moving on.
Move on.
Okay. Hasselnun. All right, next. Number 9. One of the largest hotel chains in the Philippines. Room attendants use the dirty, used or not used by the guests, towels and or pillowcases to dry up things that are wet, especially in the toilet. Better watch out because anything wet or will get wet during a guest's stay will probably be dried using the dirty towels or pillowcase because of the lack of cleaning cloths given to them. FYI, it's not the company's discretion, obviously, but the person sometimes chooses to do that because of time pressure and the lack of cleaning tools. Yeah, talk about their profit after the guests stay, but they couldn't provide more cleaning tools to the room attendants.
Paano? Paano?
So, ang gagamitan na nata pang linis is, parang imagine mo in...
That's one more thing.
Ay, sorry. Imagine mo in our bedroom, when we change the bed sheets, but there's a wet spot in the bathroom, we would use the pillowcases to wipe it and stuff.
Oh.
It's just not hygienic.
Pero lilinisin naman yung mga yun, right?
Yeah, but it's just... Ewan ko. If you think about it,
kasi,
all towels and...
Kasi ganun ang mentality ko eh. Like, I'm like, shucks. Parang instead of getting a pranela.
Yeah, a pranala. I would get a...
I mean, I just like... A shirt. Ko, like, oh, ito, a shirt. Yes, shirt na... Yeah. Pag pinawisan ko, boom. Yes! Na double function ko. Basta every time nakaka-double, triple function ako, I feel like such a winner.
Mm-hmm.
That's a key thing to my happiness in a day. How many times can I multifunctionally mm-hmm. use articles of clothing?
Yeah.
That is the measurement of my happiness.
I get it.
You're not listening to me.
I think what he's saying is, this is not in between... guests. As in, kung may wet...
Posible. Posible. Ano yun? Kukunin nila yung pillowcase?
Hindi. Kung hari, parang towels or pillowcase.
Kung hari, dumating yung room service.
Lilinis
yun sa toilet, babalik na sa pillow? So yung guest is like, basa yung pillowcase ko. Okay lang naman siguro.
Medyo panghihits. Panghits. Okay.
Pangrila.
Okay. Okay. Number 7. Ito may mga ano, may mga pangalan.
Oh.
Number 7. Well-known weight loss clinic in the Philippines. Kasama sa performance appraisal kung maganda ka at sexy.
What?
Minus points pag di ka flawless and mataba ka.
Whoa. Is that, well.
Damn. Performance appraisal?
You know, let's just, ano, maganda nga na may caveat na, I mean, you know, like, I just hope na parang these aren't company-wide things. Let's just make that clear. Diba?
Pwedeng ano
kasi
parang...
Like, what if there's a bad apple? Like, yun nga, si...
HR.
Si HR na ano...
Scammer. Careful ako kasi nag-move yung video ko dahil sa pagkuyakoy mo.
So let's say, sino yung kanina?
Si HR.
Or like yun. Or yun nga, si... pero, hindi, kuwari. Yung sa room service, yung sa cleaning. sa hotel. Mm. Gets ko yun. Medyo systemic problem yun. If like, management gives tools. Them not enough.
Training, tools.
Cleaning tools, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go
that
ahead.
That sucks. Okay. Next, number 8. That post-production house who recently worked on the visual effects and editing of a live-action film.
Okay.
Left that company last 2018. The visual effects artists and editors there are underpaid and overworked. They even make us work daily for like until at least 2 to 3 a.m. without overtime pay. The audacity talaga. Most of the people I know there already left. I hope they're changed. They changed na though, cause sayang, they have a real nice training program pa naman. Make us work daily until 2 to 3 a.m.?
Yeah.
Anong time kayo nag-start? Mga 5 p.m.? Hassle nun na.
Hey, well, yeah. You know what? As a member or a former member of the...
advertising agency?
Advertising and production. Ano, industry. It's really that.
Sobrang normalized.
It's really a prevalent thing. Yeah. Like, and there's some weird thing about Filipinos asking for overtime. Like, diba, remember you kept asking me kasi ako in my old job, I would be at the office until 1 a.m., 2 a.m. Waiting for an email and then you'd get like so pissed.
Why are you not here, baby?
And then I would always say like, wala pang OT to. Anyway. Yeah.
Did they ever give you OT?
No.
Because it's just really normalized.
Parang offset. Parang you can go in later the next day. Parang ganun.
I personally would be okay with that.
Not really.
But I would like to be given the choice. Na okay ka ba sa offset
dapat,
or?
Honestly, dapat both. Because, syempre, like imagine mo. It should be both, sabi. Kasi you should be compensated for, let's say, kwane, let's say, there were so many times that I had dinner plans. Yeah. I had a gig. I had things that I planned for. And biglang, kwari, we're editing a commercial. Yeah. And then like, the client says like, oh, I don't like the way she smiled. Can we get another clip of her smiling na mas pasok sa brand natin?
Yeah.
Tapos ako like, no one fucking cares, man. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay, I wasn't thinking of biglaan. That sucks.
So parang yun. So, and then I'm like, oh my God, it's my sister's birthday or my girlfriend's birthday or whatever. I have to go. And you can't.
Okay lang yun. So, at least nag-break kayo ng girlfriend mo tapos naging tayo. Labo. Sobrang...
So you have to be compensated. Yes. I feel like you have to be compensated. Yeah. So anyway.
Yes.
So
I think working in my previous industry of television, it's just so normalized the shitty work hours. So I can't have an opinion about this.
I think I guess in general, for all those interested in the creative space.
Parang may ano pa yun, no? It's like a
lalo na animators,
badge of honor
editors.
Pa yan eh, minsan sa kanila eh, no?
Well, I think the world is changing now.
Sana.
I think with this generation, they're more aware.
With this generation na nag-message sa atin saying na this is not right.
Yeah,
I mean, that's a good thing. Kasi, yeah, I think there's a way to be creative and produce amazing results without, you know, not sleeping.
Yeah.
Diba?
But
I hope it gets better.
Yeah. Pero again, just to be devil's advocate, there is also a ano na parang in the creative field naman. Parang it's easy to say that, you know, like but sometimes management can say like, dude, be more efficient. Parang you didn't meet the deadline. So that's why you're overtiming. So it's very circumstantial, but systemically there is a problem. But there are circumstances where you know, you're like, kwari, yun nga ako. I would wait in the office until 1 a.m. because, and I would look at the creatives and then they were just like, they were playing video games for like 4 hours.
Yeah.
So, kaya kami mag-OT. Gets ma?
Because
hindi pa sila maka-andar, hindi pa sila maka-draw. Anyway.
Gosh, like, you can't, I mean, yung mahirap sa creative industry na. Like, you can't, I mean, you can't.
The biggest, I think the biggest culprit here talaga is, honestly, it's two things. Because, like, kumari, si Chelo is working in, my sister is working in Sydney. She was the epitome of the, parang, I'm a badge of honor, toxic ad girl. Stayed in the office until 3 a.m. no, didn't get sleep, didn't eat, did that for how
super 10, stressed.
12 years, moved to Sydney, and she's so not used to like
5 p.m.
Everyone's out. People reply with, I'm surfing. And that's okay.
Don't bug me.
So yeah.
And they get stuff done, right?
I think there is like yung, and I think that's the good news, I think, for the younger generation. Mm. As more millennials become, and millennials and Gen Zers and whatever become part of upper management, mas, you know, mapapass down yung mga ganong, not, you know, better ways of managing and supporting creative people.
Yeah. You're gonna change the world, kid. Should we, we'll do the last one?
Yeah.
Ito, medyo ano ah, sasabihin natin yung initial.
Why?
Yun yung nakalaki eh. Design firm.
Pero baka naman hindi, I don't want to be unfair to the company. Baka naman.
Ah, sige. Design muna. Firm that starts with a letter blank.
Charat. Okay, yeah.
Okay. Wala silang benefits, government and HMO. Hindi tumaas sahod ko above 20K dahil ayaw nila magbayad ng tax sa employees at para hindi rin tumaas yung binabayarang tax ng company. And hindi nila inaasikaso mga ibang government benefits. For 4 years na nag-work ako sa kanila, walang nalalagay sa SSS, PhilHealth at Pag-ibig ko. Also, the owner had an ice cream business pero kinopya lang nila yung recipe from another ice cream competitor. Binayaran nila yung isang staff doon para kunin yung recipe. Then nung umalis yung staff na yun sa competitor nila, binigay sa kanila yung recipe and sa kanila na nag-work. Kaso hindi siya nasweldohan ng maayos kaya umalis din. Gusto ulit nila gawin yun sa isa pang competitor pero umayaw yung isang staff. Ano ba yan?
Whoa.
Wait lang, a design firm na may ice cream connecting stuff. Hmm.
Do you know what it is?
I'm thinking about it.
I don't know Isipin ko.
Okay.
Juicy. That was very juicy. Very fun. Thanks for your submissions.
I hope you guys are, you know, this is, if this is resonating with you and thinking na parang, wow, we could, parang there is something wrong because it's not just me who's thinking na parang, I wish things could be better. I hope from listening to this episode, you can just remember your value as a human being and that it's okay to ask. And honestly demand for what you're due. And if the company does not, I know it's a very privileged thing to say, but if you are able to find another job, I would suggest to put your foot down, because the more people say no to this, then the more people will start making the workplace environment a better place. It's a bad way of putting it, but I hope it gets nyan. Do you agree? Kasi sometimes I think normalized lang kasi talaga sa mga industries eh.
Parang, yeah, yeah.
Ganito talaga, okay lang. Yeah, that's the way we can save on taxes and where our taxes go, right? So I think it's just so normalized na businesses are like, okay lang yan kasi ganito, ganyan ginagawa ng lahat ng companies, you know. And if more than, if you start saying, actually I'm not comfortable with that, so I think I'll look for another place, then people will start, employees will start being like, shucks, maybe things should change. Maybe we shouldn't be just sunod sa uso, diba? And I don't know. Yeah. And also, there's always like a systemic thing with, you know, always the government.
Ako, I would like to say though na it would be nice to always, number one, my biggest regret in all the companies I joined was I ended up remembering, parang kumbaga now, looking back, I remember that there were a lot of good people in companies. Mm-hmm. But when I left, I hated the company because there was something really, really toxic about it. Mm-hmm. Okay? But there are people who are actually kind and who cared about me. So I just hope na, kumare, let's say, parang if you do decide to quit or you decide to, ano, I hope that you can help the people who will leave behind by informing people you think could make a change.
Yeah.
Okay? It doesn't mean you have to go to HR. Just tell people who maybe mas ganun yung gauge mo.
Yeah.
Who do you think are people that care enough to make a change?
Mm-hmm.
Tell them about what's going on.
Yeah.
And at least you did that.
Yeah.
Parang for me, more than quitting and like, ano, for me, do that because you're helping all the other people who will join that company or the people who are the good people who are part of that company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, bye. Guys. Bye.
We back.
On Meta.
We back.
Join the new official group for AfterPod Kwentuhans at bit.ly/podkidsafterparty.
Also, we always love hearing what you guys think. So share your stories and tag us on Instagram at Wake Up with Jim and Sab, at Jim Bacaro, and at Sab Magalona.